The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
You get a Brandon Cooks that if he could stay healthy and not get concussed by playing on the field, he gives you some explosiveness along with Will Fuller that will allow now David Johnson to hit the creases and the gaps to lift the coverage, but you make Deshaun Watson a much more well-rounded quarterback again, other than just locking in on DeAndre Hopkins. Now, DeAndre Hopkins can play for me any day of the week. But when I'm trying to build a team in a certain type of roster, I can't afford to have that guy when I'm trying to put everything together. You know, when they go back and they self-evaluate, they say to themselves as coaches, what will make us better? This will make us better, being able to have an X, a Z, and a Y, a 1, 2, and a 3, not just a 1. Will Fuller has to stay healthy and Brandon Cooks has to stay healthy for this contract to make sense in terms of Deshaun Watson's productivity.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. And that was that Keyshawn this morning? Is that who that was?
Yeah, that's on the morning show today. And there was some positivity from them, and there was some trepidation from them, which it kind of is from me, too. I mean, you're right. The alternative is not having Deshaun as your quarterback, and that ain't great. But I've worried about this day because I needed to see Deshaun develop into a guy that I thought was going to win a Super Bowl. And I was hoping that he would do that before you paid him like a guy who's going to win a Super Bowl. And it didn't happen.
But that's the thing, though. This isn't the day for you to be worried. 2022 is the day for you to be worried because that's when you're way paying too much.
Yeah.
Well, you're paying. I don't know if it'll be too much by then.
Here's why I'm saying that about then, because do we feel like the Texans are a Super Bowl contender this year?
I don't know. No,
nobody does.
They're
fine. They're not garbage.
I think offensively, I do agree. They have the potential to be really, really good on offense. They also have the potential to struggle a lot. Because I do think having a continuity in the offensive line and having Titus Howard in year two, I think that group is going to make a big difference.
But I also think you're worse at running back. You're worse at wide receiver, and you're less consistent with health at both those positions.
Well, and I mean, the one thing you said about, well, if Will Fuller's healthy, I'm not even gambling on. If I had to put an over under on Will Fuller games, it's 4. So, but again, that's by that year when it really kicks in 2022. That's where you better have found some guys who are going to be on lower contracts. You better have gotten some draft picks back somehow too. And I mean, they can certainly make room there, but as much as I think Whitney Merciless is overpaid, who do you replace him with?
That's what I'm saying. You got to go find someone on the free agent market that you're going to be able to get the same or better production than you got from Whitney at a lower rate.
And that's hard to do at that position. Now, like defensive tackle, you can find guys. You can go out and get bargain basement defensive tackles who play pretty well. The Cowboys did just that. But that's one of those positions. So you better draft for it. So you better hope the kid you drafted out of Florida has turned into that player.
And we'll see what happens when JJ leaves, because even though JJ has been inconsistent on, or like as far as being on the field, when he's been on the field, he's been very good. And you're going to have to replace him at some point, because I don't think now that you've paid Deshaun, you're going to be able to. I don't think JJ Texan is a life, or JJ is a lifer Texan now that they've paid Deshaun.
And I think the one thing, and I don't want to get too much into my column for tomorrow morning, which is 5 things that have to happen for the Texans. But one of them is Watt has had one season in the last 4 where he's played 16 games. You know how many games he played combined in those other 3? 16 games. And now the 16-game season, he also had 16 sacks. That's really good production.
Yeah.
even at this age. I think he can, if he can do that again, then the defense will be, well, it's still going to suck because I just think defensively they're a mess and they didn't do enough to improve it. Especially now Gary and Conley's out for at least 3 weeks. So, and I mean, that was going to be your number two corner. But I think in JJ's case, you need that kind of production from him. Even just come close. 14 sacks would be a good year if you could stay healthy and get 14 sacks. But again, that's happened one time in the last 4 years. A32 says, season will be done by week five. The Rona will be winning. I honestly, I don't think that's a case at all. And when I look at how these sports, you know, the NHL has not had a single case since they went to the bubble.
Really?
Yeah, the NBA has been fantastic.
They have been good, but they're doing the bubble. That's different. They're not letting guys
but
leave.
Even baseball is, and hell, the soccer teams in England, which is, they do have contact there. Not in England, but Europe. I mean, I don't want to discriminate against Sweden, but they've had a pretty low percentage of cases. And the way the NFL's been doing this stuff, and you saw it on Hard Knocks. I mean, it's I got to think it's going to be, you know, they're going to keep it under control. And I refuse to. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to fall into the negativity trap of, oh well, we're not going to have a season. I mean, this is going to happen, and you know what? There might be a couple games canceled. So it's what it's happened with baseball. It's not going to be the end of the world. It's going to screw your fantasy teams. You're going to be mad about it. But I still think it's a. I don't think that the season is going to end because of COVID. Because guess what? None of them have yet.
Yeah.
And now some of these college things are different. So can I give you my positive, non-pedo positive Rona update of the day? The number of new cases has been trending downward, as we mentioned now, for a while. And now I know yesterday was a holiday, and there tends to be fewer positive tests on holidays, but under 1,000 once again yesterday.
Okay.
This is now the fourth time since the 23rd of August. I'm sorry, fifth time that we've had under 1,000 new cases.
Okay.
And so everything is trending well. And now, I don't know how Labor Day was because I didn't get out. Well, I got out on that bike ride, and I have to admit I was a little uncomfortable being around that many people, so I stayed away from them. I was antisocial, but you know that's. But I did see a lot of people just out and about over Labor Day, so I hope that doesn't spread things again. But he says, "What is done?" I don't know. He might be, but. When he was out there last year, he was still their best defensive player, which maybe that's not saying a lot because.
I mean, it is what it is. It's what they've got. It's like you were talking about, you know, the number one corner. That's what they've got.
Yeah. I mean, so that's, if
he's
your guy.
If he's their best defensive player, then that's what he is. And when he's healthy and at his best, he still has a chance to be. I don't know if he's got a chance to be a defensive player of the year anymore.
He's still
got at least Pro Bowl potential, if not all pro potential.
Yeah, he still has potential to be all pro. And you know, I just think it's kind of, I mean, what is done? What does that mean? I mean, that's your analysis? Come on, man.
All right, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance, and I just heard from my man Lanny Hayes. He says you guys are loving it. You guys are loving TGS. You're telling them you heard it from me, which I appreciate, and you're all saving money, which that was the goal, was to get you guys to save money. And it's so simple. If you haven't done it, I don't know what you're waiting for. All it takes is a text message. You grab your phone, you text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And this company, the savings, they are real. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. There's no need to wait for your renewal because TGS is going to save you money, and they're going to get you refunded on your previous policy right away. Simple as that. No hassle. They're getting you that money back in your pocket right now, and they're open already. So it's, you know, you don't got to go to an office or anything. They were ahead of the COVID trend. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Your beloved Astros are underway.
Man, I hate to say that the Astros stink, but they kind of stink, don't they?
Yeah, well,
if I said you were playing only American League West and National League West teams, and through 41 games, you'd be one game over 500, would you have said that's good in a 60-game season?
And even if you'd tell me, well, Verlander's going to miss a big chunk of the season, I'd still be like, they'll be fine. They're better than that.
And, I mean, it's not like they're in any danger of missing the playoffs. They're still going to make the playoffs, but it's...
You give him no shot in the playoffs. So.
Man, you can't feel good about them. Well, you can't. And, you know, to be fair, now if you'd presented it this way, through 41 games, the Astros would have the same record as the Yankees. You would have said, oh, that's great.
Yeah, I'll take that.
And guess what? The Yankees stink, too. Their best player is Clint Frazier, a guy they're doing everything they possibly can to get rid of and, like, don't want him on the roster. They keep dropping him down to the minor leagues. He's the only guy on their team who can hit. All the guys that they paid billions of dollars to, they're all trash cans. No pun intended. But, yeah, it's not good right now for the two teams that were the favorites going in to the season. Obviously, the Rays look really good, and then the White Sox and the Indians look good, but...
This would be a kind of a year where the Rays or the A's would win the thing, the way it's looking. So,
I'm liking my White Sox pick.
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
I'm liking it.
It's not
it.
A bad one. But, no, I kind of predict that by the time we get to Thursday, people are going to have forgotten all about the Astros because they're just going to be mediocre. And
mediocre. Well, they're getting Bregman back today.
Yeah, but you know what?
Maybe that's something.
I mean, you look at the pitching staff, unless Bregman can go out there and pitch.
Oh, I don't think he's good at that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they've got some problems in the bullpen. And, you know, just the games that the teams that they're losing to now, you can't lose those games.
No.
That's not what.
No. And that's why I thought they'd catch the A's because they had a steady diet of Angels, Mariners, Rangers. Well, they can't beat those guys now.
I mean, it's rough right now. And you know, it's easy to say, well, we look at the season in sections, and this is just a rough section, and they could reel off 10 in a row at some point. And they absolutely could. But there's nothing about the way they're playing right now that makes you feel like they're a contender. They are 14th in the league in batting average, 15th in ERA at 4.56. That's their ERA. There's not much going on that says this team's about to turn the corner and really get into a good stretch here. You know, you get swept in a 4-game series by the Angels. What?
Yeah.
And you lost all those games in basically the same fashion. Yeah. Like you played well and then your bullpen came in. I don't know. And then, you know, Dusty Baker starting to do the Dusty Baker thing where he's going to take a young arm like Framber Valdez and he's going to burn it. He's going to light it on fire and burn it. And it's going to be useless. Ask Mark Pryor, ask Kerry Wood. That's what happened to these guys. That's his MO. And it's hard to blame him because your bullpen's so garbage.
Well,
you're like, oh, I'm in a game. I've got to keep him in there. I get it. But
that goes back to what we said at the trade deadline. It's a need to add some bullpen.
Yep.
And, you know, I remember Creighton screaming into his microphone about how angry he was that they didn't do anything. And that's because he's passionate about it. I just kind of felt like, okay, this is dumb. You don't have enough in the back end right now. And, you know, there were some decent arms out there. You didn't have to give up a bunch for them. But you needed to add some depth, and now you're paying for it. So,
and so far this month, I think I'm doing my math right. 2-6 in September, and you hit that 2-6 skid, and now you start 5 games where you're going against. Well, you started 6 games against the A's and the Dodgers. One of them was a loss. So now you've got five more in a row against the A's and the Dodgers on the road. So if that 2-6, I mean, if we're being generous and saying they go 3-2 in the next five, I think that's very generous.
I think 2-3 is probably
okay.
Optimistic at this
stage. Then you're looking at a 4-9 start to September, and now you're going like now you're under 500, and now you're in a position where you've got to start taking some series in order to make the playoffs, which is crazy to think about. And I don't think it's going to be an issue. And luckily, they've got 7 games left against the Rangers, who are absolutely hapless. I mean, they're terrible. But is it crazy to think? And Seattle's playing a lot better. You got 3 games at Seattle down the stretch. You got 3 more games with Arizona. If you lose the series here and there, now you're in a dogfight. And it's just something you didn't expect from this team.
No, and you know, I just think the injuries have been bad, and I heard John and Lance this morning, and
I get it, but every team's got injuries.
Well, that's the thing. Somebody said, "Well, did you expect all these injuries?" And I can't remember which one who said it, and said, "Well, you know, when was the last time that happened?" And he said, "Yankees last year."
Yeah.
So
their entire team. Yeah. I mean, they were ravaged last year.
Yeah. So but, I mean, that's going to happen. You just got to be good enough, and thus far, I mean, they're going to be happy that this is one of the expanded playoff years. Because I think they're going to wind up having to scrape their way in. And, you know, unless they have Justin Verlander healthy, they're not doing anything in the postseason anyway. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, can I do a little praise for Soccer Matters tonight?
Yes, please.
Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight. His guests include Houston Dynamo forward Mauro Manotas. Okay. By the way, your Dynamo have won 3 in a row, so including 2 over the first place team.
Oh, good.
Since
who's the first place team?
Sporting Kansas City.
Suck it, Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah, they've beaten them twice. But also U.S. men's national team legend Marcelo Balboa, who is a Colorado Rapids analyst. Dynamo's playing at Colorado.
Okay. It's
supposed to be 35
Brother
degrees
of Rocky.
There. And former Astros play-by-play man Bill Brown, who has a new book out.
Okay.
Called Sportscasting 101. So if you're an aspiring sportscaster,
that is me.
Do you want to do play-by-play?
No, I just want to be a broadcaster.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. That's not happening. But
I feel like I'm on the right path.
But yeah, so those are the guests.
I'm here working at a radio station where people wipe their ass and throw it in the trash can. This is basically my career goals all along. I've finally reached the pinnacle.
So it's Odell Beckham Jr. is the one in there.
And I'm freezing on top of it.
Yeah, it is ridiculously cold in here. And you at least have a hoodie. Why on earth would I think to bring a hoodie?
I keep this in my office. This is my office hoodie.
Well, I'm going to have to put one in. I'm going to have to do the same thing because, I mean, there'd be no reason. This is worse, and this might have been before your time, but at the old place, it was like this every day. There would be 105 degree days outside where I would be carrying a hoodie with me, and people looked at me like I was insane because it was always 50 degrees in that studio. So I don't know what they did here.
I don't know. Something's broken though. Like Laura was walking around some guy who was like, she was like, "Are you cold?" And I was like, "Yes, I'm cold." Like my hands were numb earlier today. I was trying to send a text message and I was like fat fingering everything because my fingers were numb.
It's really bad out there. It's bad in here, but
it's not that bad in here now.
Yeah,
I can
live with this even without a hoodie.
I've still got residual cold, and my nipples are still hard, so I don't want to take my hoodie off so everyone sees my hard nipples being appropriate for Twitch.tv. I got to tell you guys about Hoops, ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you go if you want the best basketball goal in the whole wide world. These goals are manufactured exclusively by Hoops Sporting Equipment, superior to any other goal you'll find. The thickest steel of any goal on the market, 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores, and a backboard tempered glass that's so strong, Hoops guarantees if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free, and it looks great. It's got the rust armor finish, so it's not going to get all beat up and rusty and start sagging sideways. It's the real deal. I've got one in front of my house, and my kids are out there hooping every single day. They've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version. Perfect if you've got a picky HOA, but they've got something for everyone, no matter the age, too, because all the goals, adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with the turn of a handle. So my big kid can go out there and shoot on the 10-foot goal. My little kid can get out there on an 8-foot goal, and he can make baskets, too, and that's what it's about, having fun. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all, ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com, or give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
How did we let you stay?
We never thought we would ever be the couple to get knocked down and buried under the rubble. Like
at ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So no guests today at 5:30? No Jerome? No Lance?
No. Jerome's covering the Astros today, so he was not free.
Oh, well, good. We'll get quality Astros coverage in. Somebody said just bought the last four bottles of the Ivanovich menthol tobacco vodka for $2.97 from Downtown Spec.
Nice. Got yourself a bargain, sir.
Says, I'm going to hold out for the small $7 if anybody wants them. I don't think anybody wants those.
No, I don't. So there's some people who will buy bourbon to flip it on the secondary market. Like if you get some like allocated bottles or something, you get a barrel select or single barrel version of some like Four Roses or something like that, or you know E.H. Taylor or Weller 12. You can usually flip that for some cash.
Right.
Menthol tobacco flavored vodka has literally no secondary market. No one will pay above $3 a bottle. So even on the tax, I feel like you got screwed.
You know what? It may be popular somewhere. There may be some country. You know what? I'll tell you where you could turn a profit.
Hey, brother, Baytown. Bring it out to Baytown, baby.
I bet you could get a homeless guy who's gone and scrounged up $3 worth of quarters to buy it from you.
That's possible.
Because they're not gonna care. They're going to be like, ah. Of course, $3 is like a day's work for some of those guys. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. So, I want to talk about your boy Odell Beckham.
I guess. You're aching to talk about this for some reason.
I just assumed you would be because you love poo.
No.
You're a poo fan.
Honestly, like, I don't think you can say, like, well, you can't go on a podcast and say, allegedly, and then just tell a story that, like, it's from firsthand experience.
Right, right.
Like, I can't say, you know, Fred allegedly, you know, beat me with a hammer because it didn't happen. And if I say allegedly, that doesn't protect me from a lawsuit.
Right.
Like, I'm saying from firsthand knowledge, I'm saying, oh, Fred, allegedly Fred beat me with a hammer to death and I died. Now, there will be people who go, well, he did say allegedly, so I guess there's, you know, that doesn't hold them to it. There's still some wiggle room there. There's not wiggle room. You can't, like, she said allegedly, and then she said Odell wanted me to poop on him. And I don't like this podcast. I don't like this podcast putting out the business of these pro athletes. I get where they're coming from. They're getting a little bit of clout out of this, and they know, like, the alternative would be, well, what are men going to do? Stop banging random women? Of course not. So they know that's not going to happen. So they've got free reign. I will say athletes need to be more, a little more careful. They need to pull the Jeter move and have these chicks sign an NDA.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to do that when you've had a few pops and you're raring to go. It's hard to say, hey, before we get this on, I need you to sign this.
Well,
but first, it's not good for athletes right now.
If that's what he's into, that's what he's into. I don't really care. But
It's weird.
It's weird, but a lot of people do a lot of weird things. And as long as it's You know, if that's what he likes, if he wants to be a number two receiver, as I saw a tweet say, okay, that's fine. But, you know, she's in her right to say no, or she could say, yeah, I'll go for it. Whatever. That's whatever people do is their business. I don't think stuff like that is the kind of thing you should be out throwing around in public. That's all.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not a great look for him. And who knows? It's not like he's ever going to come out and address it and say, hey, I just want you all to know this isn't true. I don't like getting pooped on. He's going to hope that it goes away. But guess what? It's never going to go away. The stigma is on now. And now anytime he tweets, guess what people are going to say? Oh, that sure is bleepy.
I mean, I don't know. Do we still talk about the allegedly the president getting peed on by strippers?
Yes.
I mean, we do still talk about Earl Thomas being in a...
Allegedly.
You guys do. Everybody else forgotten about it. But no, I mean, nobody mentions the Trump thing anymore.
Well, because there's so much other stuff going on. Well,
there you go.
So if Odell turns into Antonio Brown and just has a story like this every week, well, people will probably forget.
Is there a reason you picked Antonio Brown?
Yeah. What can Brown do for you? Apparently can do a lot for OBJ.
Oh, boy. Mr. Poobody.
Yeah, not great. But, yeah, I'm for keeping bedroom business. Well, I'm for keeping bathroom business to the bathroom and bedroom business in the bedroom. But these hoes over there, they don't seem to feel the same way.
Well,
that's the name of their podcast, by the way. I'm not calling them hoes. That's their podcast name. That hoe over there.
Ah. Well, guess what? That got them attention. That's what people do now.
Oh, yes.
So, and I just think it's, you know, whatever. And part of it is, you know, people get this stuff and run with it. And now you've got, you know, now it's going to be a thing. And I don't know. I wish people would just, whatever happened to, you know, keep things between people. Whatever happened to that? Instead, it's, I got to go and...
Well, now you want follows. You want likes on Instagram. You want you want people to you know, to notice you. And that's what these chicks want. Like, once you reach a certain level of fame, you probably want people to notice you less. Particularly about stuff like this. You don't want that to be noticed. But no one knows this chick's name. So now she's like, well, I gotta get my name out there somehow. I'm going to get this clout. And, well, I know. I'll tell the story about the time OBJ asked me to poop on him. And she conveniently couldn't perform that day. I mean...
Well, that's not an easy thing to do on demand.
If some millionaire asked me to do it, trust me, I'd do it.
Well, you know she could say that she couldn't perform because he's not going to come out and say, oh, she's lying. She definitely did it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't poop on demand. By the way, you don't have to worry about the NFL. It's officially dead.
Oh, really?
According to Eric Trump.
No.
He tweeted out, football is officially dead. So much for America's sport. Goodbye, NFL. I'm gone. Because the Cowboys players were given green light to protest the national anthem. Can I just give a bit of advice to people who want to watch?
Even though Jerry Jones said that would never, ever, 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 ever happen.
He's changed his stance, which is fine. People can change their opinions on things. But can I give a PSA here to the people? Because I love the people. If you're one of those guys who just wants to watch football and doesn't, you know, want to see the protests, and rather than get all mad and say, oh, I'm not going to watch football because of the protests, guess what I do every game that I watch on TV?
What do you do?
Skip the anthem.
Well, that'll do it.
Because I don't want to hear who stood and who didn't and why this, why that. So I turn it on when they kick off. Or at least turn the volume on when they kick off.
Yeah.
That's it. Boom. Done. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. I wish that they would, and I've said this before, I wish they would just stop showing the anthem on television.
That's part of it. They've started doing that all the time now. There were times they used to cut in for like the last minute of it or something. don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
But you'd come back from commercial and it was, you know, the last few lines of it. So, you know, but I'm okay. I don't care until the game starts. I'm there for the game. That's it. And so I don't pay any attention. And, you know, I've said all along, they're well within their rights to protest, and that's great. I don't really, you know, I'm not all that interested in that. I turn into football for the football. So it doesn't mean that I don't agree with them or I don't support their stance. It just means I don't like to watch. That's it. And Garza Rolo says, un-American, Fred.
Un-American.
Yeah. I don't understand Son of Picard's question here. He says, honest question, are protesting the anthem, protesting during the... I don't understand your question, David. Sorry. Well, I'll tell you one guy I do understand. Lawyer Dave.
Yo, Dave.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, nothing much. Just took a little time to go out to El Paso to deal with a case out there over the weekend, and back in town and back at work, helping out those blitzers who have accidents or may have accidents. If you do, call me, Houston-based lawyer David Mestemaker, at 713-626-8900.
Yeah, and the best part about Dave is there's no money out of your pocket. If you've had an accident, if you've had a bad hospital experience, any of those things, El Tigre Tejano here will take care of you. You don't pay him until you guys win.
That's exactly right, Fred. We gamble together. We take their case. We work it up. We try the case if need be. And if we win, we split the money. If we lose, well, that happens sometimes, but not very darned often.
No, because that's what you do, is you kick ass for the Blitzers. Based here in Houston, but as you said, you'll practice all over Texas, even El Paso.
Yeah, all the way out. Oh, as a matter of fact, we got our first hurricane case out in Bridge City. And as usual, at least in my world, the insurance companies are not treating these folks right that lost a car and a motorcycle, and somebody got hurt as well. So we're going to help them out.
Yeah, and so if you had an issue like that from the storm, give him a call. Tell him how to get in touch with you, Dave.
Hit me up at 713-626-8900, or you want to find me on the Internet, I'm lawyerdave.com, or you can tweet me at lawyerdavelaw, or my friend Fred knows where I pretty much am all the time. Hit me up to my buddy Fred.
You can always DM me or email me if you can't remember that information. If they need a lawyer, what do?
They had better dial Dave.
No one will move on now. No one will concede.
May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Reminder, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight at 7. Before we get to the gym of the day, we haven't mentioned Jadeveon Clowney signing with the Titans yet.
No, and it sounds like nobody wanted Jadeveon Clowney. Nobody. And then suddenly, everybody wanted Jadeveon Clowney, and it was like the Saints and the Colts and the Titans and the Seahawks were all battling for his services. I mean, good for him. It's just...
Yeah, from what I understand, the two teams that wanted him were the Titans and the Saints, and the Saints had worked out a deal for another team to sign him because they couldn't get him under the cap for what they wanted to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
So the team was going to sign him and then trade him to the Saints for a draft pick. So... You know, they basically eat a little cap and then the Saints and get a pick out of the deal, and the
right.
Saints get their player, and the NFL said no. Which, you know, why not let these guys be creative like
yeah.
that? I mean, that's circumventing the cap. You know, it's not all that different from the Texans saying, hey, take Brock Osweiler off our hands and we'll give you a second round pick. So I wish they'd let him be a little more creative. But yeah, he'll be a Tennessee Titan now. So I figured he would get signed the week before somebody would get desperate.
Yeah, I figured he just didn't want to go through camp, which I can't say I blame him.
Probably true. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
the gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Sanok Jeweler gem of the day.
Well, you know how I feel about gender reveals. Did you see what started the wildfire in California?
I did. Yeah, they need to be illegal, maybe.
I think it's time because, for one thing, they're dumb. And I'm sorry if you guys have done one and you think it's cute and you have a big party, but they're dumb. But now you're being criminals. A fire that has destroyed over 7,000 acres and forced the evacuation of 3,000 residents was caused by a smoke generating explosive used at a gender reveal party. Okay, listen, if you're going to have a gender reveal party, that's fine. But you guys know that this is prime wildfire time, right?
Yeah.
Dry and windy conditions. So let's blow something up. Real smart. Those responsible.
Not wise, guys.
Not wise at all.
Those responsible for starting fires due to negligence or illegal activity can be held financially and criminally responsible. And I hope that as your kid grows up without their parents because they're in jail, that you think about that.
That's right.
But 3,000 people. So I listen, it's got to stop, guys. In our lifetime, gender reveal parties have to stop. Look at all the things that have gone wrong.
Will they stop?
No, of course not. But we've had people injured. We've had wildfires started. And, you know, I would say, hey, man, bleep that. But this is ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And this is like the second time, right, that there's been a wildfire started because of this?
Yep. Well, that we've heard of, at least the second time.
That giant Arizona one was done by, I think, like a Border Patrol officer. Because he went and bought that really high-powered explosive, like gunite or something like that, and shot it from far away, and then it set everything on fire.
So, anyway, that's your Zadok Jeweler's Gym of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day. We didn't, speaking of NFL things, we didn't talk about the cuts that the Texans made. Jordan Thomas.
A little surprised by that.
RIP.
Yeah.
Guy can't stay healthy.
No.
You know,
is he really any different than Jordan Akins? I mean, they're almost the same player.
Yeah, they're about the same. And Greg Mantz, who...
That was a little surprising.
That's a guy, and I get it, he had surgery in the offseason, but that was a guy that I've always liked because he was a swing player. He could play any of those three spots on the inside really about as well as the starters, if not better in some cases. So,
yeah, I don't think there was much of a drop-off from Nick Martin.
That's what I'm saying.
But I do think the reason for that is that Calamete's back and healthy, and Fulton can swing in and play center. So, I mean, I think Calamete's a better player, but you know, who knows? I mean, we didn't see much of him.
And Jordan Thomas already with the practice squad in Arizona. Mm. So.
Yeah, and guys, I'm not trying to start a debate on the whole anthem thing at all. I'm just telling you.
Oh, you've started it.
I'm just telling you, the easiest way to avoid the whole thing is just don't watch. That's what I do. And so many people watch and want to get riled up over it or want to say, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. You know, not me. I just want the football. That's it. But
you're a special individual, though.
No, I'm not special. I just think that I think getting riled up over it either way is, at this stage, you know, let's focus on what the issue is and why they're doing it, and let's talk about that. But let's not make it a damn story about who stood and who didn't, because I don't care. That's all. The other kind of alternate gym that I had was, here's an interesting birthday present to yourself. We go to Florida.
About time.
Ashley Spencer wanted to celebrate her 34th birthday with something special. So, you know what she did? She basically, her birthday present to herself was she went out and tried to hire someone to kill her husband's lover.
Mm.
He wanted...
It seems like divorce would be a better option.
Yeah, but I don't know why people want to kill people over stuff like this. It's not that big a deal. But rather than kill the lover, how about you just say, you know what, dude, get out of here.
Yeah, beat it.
Give me 50% of your crap and get the hell out. But apparently she was making threats against a woman. And she went on Snapchat, of course, to try to hire somebody. And, of course, the cops found out about it.
Oh, shocker.
Spencer spoke of buying a gun and wanting to do harm to the baby fathered by her husband with the female target. So not just the female, but harm the baby. This woman's crazy.
Not wise, guys.
And so basically, of course, and here's another PSA for everybody today, just because I'm trying to help. Anytime you get online to try to hire a hitman, I'm going to say 95% chance it's an undercover agent.
Right.
Maybe 100%. I don't know for a fact.
Also, if you're a person who gets online posting services saying you will help you help someone kill someone, that you're probably being watched by the cops.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you're being bought by the cops. Like, it's just the odds are low it's going to work out for you. The likelihood of the stars aligning and an actual hitman lining up with an actual person looking for hitman services is so slim. I don't think it's worth the chance.
Now in the movies, these guys have like a secretary who works for them and handles all the business, and they only do business with really rich people. So, you know, and they get paid a whole bunch of money.
Right.
Now, if you're just trying to get off on the cheap here and kill somebody for like $5,000, first off, good luck with that. And second off, it's going to be a cop.
More than likely.
So don't do it. Instead of killing someone or hiring someone to kill someone, just divorce them. It's my PSA for the day. Oh, second PSA of the day. But yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Also, just another reminder that if you are in the Katy Sugarland area, you can listen to us now on 92.5 FM. So a new signal, which basically check that one out. Whichever one sounds better where you are, that's the one.
Tune in, yeah. Lock it in, baby.
Yeah, so 97.5 and 92.5 FM. And really excited about that. So tell your friends about it, especially if they're out west. And we're going to take a break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.